I think we have a few members who are searching for tea and coffee, but if they find it, they'll share the good news with us. Meanwhile, I think we should resume where we left off with the agenda. Jan, I think you had some report backs in terms of two major items from our last meeting. So over to you.
Thank you, Paul. As we have customarily done, we have provided summaries of the report backs on the breakout discussions we had at the last meeting. I'm not going to go into detail on those. These are agenda paper 5 and 5A. And I'm not going to go into detail on those papers. I mean, they were submitted for members to comment on. And before we issued the final agenda papers, and we got a few comments on that, not many. Basically, we've set these sessions to just keep this alive. So what the council is discussing in this breakout groups isn't totally lost in all of the discussions. And I know that for a fact that the summary of the update on the due process discussion has gone to the chairman of the due process committee, David Sidwell. I know that David Lowith reported on these discussions at the July trustee meeting. Isn't that right, David? So, and I think that some of these comments have already been put into place. So I think that it's sufficient to say that these comments from the council have been noted on that issue. As for the external discussions, summary of the discussion on external involvement in the standard setting process, this has not been communicated in any way directly to either the trustees or the board, but I mean the agenda papers for this meeting are available to both the board and the trustees, so they should have noted the comments that I made there. One point that I would maybe like the council's opinion on is the detail of the papers. There have been some comments that they may be too detailed. We've been trying to capture the main points or that have come in the report back, which are a summary of the discussions that take place in the groups. So we've been trying to facilitate the all views to be communicated in these summaries. But I would welcome any feedback on the length and detail of these papers, and also if there are any other issues that members would like to discuss on these topics, then feel free to do so.
Well, thanks, Jan. As you say, on the due process, I think the Due Process Oversight Committee very thoroughly considered the main points arising from our discussion along with a great many others. The external involvement, in my view, is a continuing conversation, which I would expect would carry on for quite some time and ties in with other agenda items we have, such as having Jerry Edwards with us this meeting and the Basel Committee and, getting various perspectives. So I wouldn't expect it to be able to put a tick against it saying it's done. These summaries were really meant to capture points, to respond to an earlier concern the council members had expressed. Maybe it goes back to the previous council of saying, if we have a conversation, let's make sure that it's worthwhile, that there are clear messages that come from the discussion, and that they're shared where appropriate with interested parties. So I think it does that. What we're seeking is, are you satisfied? This type of summary useful or not, because there is an effort, obviously, to produce it. If it's worth the effort, then we'll certainly continue. My usual strategy is that in the absence of complaints, I assume some combination of happiness and indifference. So, Jim?
Well, I'm happily indifferent, but I know how much time goes into producing a paper like we've just looked at from the staffing point of view. And I guess I think it's too detailed, so I'm really keen to hear from others what they do think. I know that's a fairly detailed recap of all of the debates and all of the feedbacks that you were given. And I suppose it's more a question of who else other than this group might use any of that material in that much detail. So if it's going to David and the trustees, or David just on behalf of them to read it, I guess my answer is a bit contingent upon how helpful you found it. And to me, it's too long.
You may be our one and only user, so would you, Gary?
I guess I am the one and only user. I actually selfishly found this very useful, and I was able to reflect that in the... We received 50 comment letters. I won't steal Michelle's thunder, because here we'll update you on what happened at the October DPOC meeting tomorrow as part of the trustee update. I certainly found it very useful and was able to reflect certainly a number of the points that came out of the Advisory Council discussions last time in the papers that were given to the DPOC and will continue to give them. So from my perspective, it's very useful. I could understand from yours, it's a way bit too detailed.
Any other comments or reactions?
April.
April.
I just think that sometimes it can take more effort to make something less detailed than at this detailed level, because it was very reflective of the notes. So as long as that's taken into account in determining, I mean, I don't mind it being a little longer, but sometimes it's harder to make it shorter.
All right, well, my suggestion then, thinking of the two that we have before us, in hindsight, if I had given a little more thought to the next steps, it would seem to me on the due process side, there was a clear next step. We were providing input to David and whatnot. And in that sense, the extensive report, I would think, was very useful. Looking to the other, the external involvement, more mushy, much earlier stage, maybe a briefer page or two that captured the main thoughts, to the extent it was going to be shared with others, might be the more appropriate mechanism. So maybe we take that on board internally as a filter to say what, and looking at, as we're going to turn to very shortly, a good segue, the question of rate regulation, rate regulated accounting, and whether an interim solution is needed or not. Clearly there's a direct use going into the board's deliberations, so having, as best we can, all the main points captured would seem to be the appropriate style. So is that a fair summary? And on the other hand, where it seems to be a more general thing, we'll try and distill it so that we're not swamping you and others with too much paper. And I've certainly had that feedback from the trustees, get an awful lot of material. And if there are really important messages, they're more effectively conveyed in a brief memo than they are in 12 or 15 pages or whatever. So. All right then, Jan, anything else that you wanted to raise in terms of closing the loop from the previous meeting?
No, I don't think so.
All right, well then, can we turn next to the report backs, and very curious to hear what the groups have